This is Unit 7 of Pimsleur's Korean 2. Bill, who is working in Korea, receives a letter from America. You will hear the word for a letter,
편지,
and from Mr. Snyder.
스나이더 씨한테서 다음 대화를 들어보세요.
Bill, 여기 편지요.
편지요?
예, 스나이더 씨한테서요.
스나이더 씨가 한국에 와요.
아, 그러세요? 얼마 동안 한국에 있겠어요?
2, 3주 동안요.
기네요.
다시 들어보세요.
빌, 여기 편지요.
편지요?
예, 스나이더 씨한테서요.
스나이더 씨가 한국에 와요.
아, 그러세요? 얼마 동안 한국에 있겠어요?
2, 3주 동안요.
기네요.
Now you and your friend are going to Myeongdong. Ask her, shall we go on foot?
걸어서 갈래요?
She says, let's go by bus.
버스로 갑시다.
Where is the bus stop?
물어보세요.
버스 정류장이 어디예요?
As for the bus, it doesn't come often.
말해보세요.
버스는 별로 안 와요.
Then you say, let's go on foot.
걸어서 갑시다.
But it starts raining and she says, no, we can't go on foot.
아니요, 걸어서 갈 수 없어요.
Then shall we go by taxi?
물어보세요.
그럼 택시로 갈래요?
She agrees and says, of course, taxis are fast.
물론 택시가 빨라요. 물론.
On the way, you tell her, I'm going to buy some white t-shirts.
하얀 티셔츠를 사겠어요.
She asks, for whom?
누구에게요? 누구에게요?
For my Canadian friend.
말해보세요.
제 캐나다인 친구에게요.
She asks, until when do the stores run?
가게들이 언제까지 해요? 언제까지?
Until 6 o'clock.
말해보세요.
6시까지요.
How would you ask, after that, shall we go to a restaurant?
그 후에 레스토랑에 갈래요? 그 후에.
She says, yes, I'd like to.
네, 좋지요.
Another day, you tell your colleague that you're going to Myeongdong. First, meaning direction, do you remember how to ask, how do I get to Busan?
부산으로 어떻게 가요?
That can also mean by what means. Now try to ask, how are you going to Myeongdong?
명동으로 어떻게 가세요? 명동으로 어떻게 가세요?
Of course, by car.
대답해 보세요.
물론 차로요. 물론 차로요.
Won't you go together?
물어보세요.
같이 안 갈래요?
She asks, until when do the stores run?
가게들이 언제까지 해요?
Until 7 o'clock.
말해보세요.
7시까지요.
She says, I'm going to buy white t-shirts.
하얀 티셔츠를 사겠어요.
For whom?
물어보세요.
누구에게요? 누구에게요?
She says, for my Canadian friend.
제 캐나다인 친구에게요.
Now you're driving together. Say, I had a red car.
붉은 차가 있었어요. 있었어요.
Before that, I had a white car.
그 전에 하얀 차가 있었어요. 그 전에.
For a long time.
오랫동안.
Now suppose that a letter has come for you. Here's the word for a letter.
듣고 따라하세요.
편지. 지. 편. 편지. 편지.
Say a letter.
편지.
Your friend says, here is a letter.
듣고 따라하세요.
여기 편지요. 여기 편지요.
For me?
물어보세요.
저에게요? 저에게요?
How does she say, yes, here's a letter?
예, 여기 편지요.
You want to ask, from whom? The word for from, used with a person as in from someone, is
한테서.
From whom?
듣고 따라하세요.
누구한테서요? 한테서. 누구한테서요?
That's literally, who from? Now ask again, from whom?
누구한테서요?
How would you ask, the letter is from whom?
편지가 누구한테서요?
How would she say, from Mr. Snyder?
Snyder.
Snyder 씨한테서요.
You tell her about the Snyders. She asks, are they both Canadian?
둘 다 캐나다인이에요? 둘 다.
Mr. Snyder is American. Say, as for his wife, she's Canadian.
부인은 캐나다인이에요.
But she lives in Washington now.
하지만 지금 워싱턴에 살아요.
She used to live in Washington for a long time.
오랫동안 워싱턴에서 살았어요.
As for before that, she was living in Toronto.
그전에는 토론토에서 살았어요.
Another colleague is coming.
말해보세요.
동료가 한 사람 더 와요. 동료가 한 사람 더 와요.
Say, he used to live in Toronto for a long time.
오랫동안 토론토에서 살았어요.
As for before that, he was living in America.
그전에는 미국에서 살았어요.
Do you remember how to ask, when did you arrive?
언제 도착했어요? 했어요?
Here's, when are you arriving?
듣고 따라하세요.
언제 도착해요? 해요? 언제 도착해요?
Referring to a new colleague, she asks, when is he arriving?
언제 도착해요?
You want to say, he is arriving on Monday. Here's Monday.
듣고 따라하세요.
월요일. 요일. 월. 월요일. 월요일.
Here's on Monday.
듣고 따라하세요.
월요일에. 에. 월요일에.
Starting with on Monday, try to say he is arriving on Monday.
월요일에 도착해요. 월요일에 도착해요.
She asks again, when is he arriving?
언제 도착해요?
He is arriving on Monday.
월요일에 도착해요.
Suppose you get a letter. Your friend says, here is a letter.
여기 편지요. 여기 편지요.
For me?
물어보세요.
저에게요?
From whom?
누구한테서? 누구한테서요?
She says, from Jane.
제인한테서요?
She's arriving tomorrow.
말해보세요.
내일 도착해요.
You want to say 10 minutes to 5. First, 10 minutes.
듣고 따라하세요.
10분. 분. 10분. 10분.
Did you hear the stop in the middle of the word? Say again, 10 minutes.
10분.
Now here's 10 minutes to 5.
듣고 따라하세요.
5시 10분 전. 10분 전. 5시 10분 전.
Literally, 5 o'clock, 10 minutes before. Say again, 10 minutes to 5.
5시 10분 전. 5시 10분 전.
She asks again, when is she arriving?
언제 도착해요?
Now try to say she's arriving at 10 to 5. Literally 10 minutes to 5 at arriving.
5시 10분 전에 도착해요.
How would you say 20 minutes?
20분. 20분.
Try to say at 20 to 5.
5시 20분 전에.
Monday, she's arriving at 20 to 5.
월요일 5시 20분 전에 도착해요.
After that, shall we go to a restaurant?
물어보세요.
그 후에 레스토랑에 갈래요?
She asks, how are you going to the restaurant?
레스토랑으로 어떻게 가세요? 어떻게?
Of course, by car.
물론 차로요.
I had a red car.
붉은 차가 있었어요.
Before that, I had a white car.
그 전에 하얀 차가 있었어요.
The following day, you invite your friend to a restaurant, but she says, I have to work. Literally, I have work. How would she say that?
일이 있어요. 일이 일이 있어요.
As for on Monday, I have to work.
월요일에는 일이 있어요. 일이 있어요.
She adds, until 6 o'clock.
6시까지요.
Then she says, as for on Tuesday, I don't have to work. Here's Tuesday.
듣고 따라하세요.
화요일. 요일. 화요일. 화요일.
Say Tuesday.
화요일.
How would she say, I don't have to work? Literally, I don't have work.
일이 없어요. 일이 없어요.
As for on Tuesday, I don't have to work.
화요일에는 일이 없어요.
As for on Monday, I have to work.
월요일에는 일이 있어요.
Say that another colleague is coming.
동료가 한 사람 더 와요.
Try to say, Jack is arriving on Tuesday.
잭이 화요일에 도착해요. 잭이 화요일에 도착해요.
He is arriving at 20 to 7.
7시 10분 전에 도착해요. 7시 10분 전에 도착해요.
He is coming with his wife. She asks, are they both American?
둘 다 미국인이에요?
No, they're both Canadian.
말해보세요.
No, 둘 다 캐나다인이에요.
Say that they used to live in Toronto for a long time.
오랫동안 토론토에서 살았어요.
Ask her, as for on Tuesday, do you have time?
화요일에는 시간이 있어요?
She says, yes, as for on Tuesday, I don't have to work.
예, 화요일에는 일이 없어요.
Now you want to ask, would you have a meal together? Here's, would you have a meal?
듣고 따라하세요.
식사하시겠어요? 하시겠어요? 식사. 식사하시겠어요? 식사하시겠어요?
식사하시겠어요?
Literally means meal do, would you? Depending on the time of day, it can mean breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Ask again, would you have a meal?
식사하시겠어요?
Now try to ask, would you have a meal together?
같이 식사하시겠어요?
She says, yes, but before that I'm going to buy some white t-shirts.
네, 하지만 그 전에 하얀 티셔츠를 사겠어요.
Until when do the stores run?
물어보세요.
가게들이 언제까지 해요?
They're open till 7. Now she asks, how are you going to the restaurant?
레스토랑으로 어떻게 가세요?
The restaurant is far, so she says, we can't go on foot.
걸어서 갈 수 없어요.
Then we can go by bus.
그럼 버스로 갈 수 있어요.
She asks, where is the bus stop?
버스 정류장이 어디예요?
The bus stop is over there.
말해보세요.
버스 정류장이 저기예요.
Another day you receive a letter. Your colleague says, here is a letter.
여기 편지요.
The letter is from whom?
편지가 누구한테서요?
She says, from Mr. Snyder.
Snyder 씨한테서요.
After you read the letter, you tell her he is arriving on Monday.
월요일에 도착해요. 월요일에
At 20 to 5
5시 20분 전에요. 5시 20분 전에요.
She says Jack is arriving on Tuesday.
잭이 화요일에 도착해요.
Then would you have a meal together?
물어보세요.
그럼 같이 식사하시겠어요?
She says, I'd like to. As for on Tuesday, I don't have to work.
좋지요. 화요일에는 일이 없어요.
She asks, then before that, won't you drink something?
그럼 그 전에 뭘 좀 안 마시겠어요?
You suggest, how about after that?
그 후에 어때요?
Now you receive another letter. Your colleague says, here's a letter.
여기 편지요.
For me?
물어보세요.
저에게요?
Yes, it's from Jack.
네, 잭한테서요.
He's coming to Incheon, and you're going there to meet him. She asks, how are you going to Incheon?
인천으로 어떻게 가세요?
Of course, by car.
말해보세요.
물론 차로요.
At 10 to 6.
6시 10분 전에요.
It's lunchtime. Ask her, would you have a meal together?
같이 식사하시겠어요?
She asks, how are you going to the restaurant?
레스토랑으로 어떻게 가세요?
We can go on foot.
말해보세요.
걸어서 갈 수 있어요.
During lunch, you ask if she'd like to go to a movie. She says, I'm sorry, I have to work.
미안합니다. 일이 있어요.
Until when?
물어보세요.
언제까지?
She says, until 7 o'clock.
7시까지요.
Then you ask, after that, would you have a meal together?
그 후에 같이 식사하시겠어요?
She agrees to go. This is the end of Unit 7 and the end of today's lesson. Please continue with the next unit tomorrow.